The word vision has become one of the most frequent words in the English language. I think it's incumbent on every journalist who's commenting on the administration and its activities to throw the word vision in at least three or four times, usually with the adjective grand or something in front of it. It's true that every president has to come along with a vision. That's part of the tools of the trade. But this one has really reached a peak of exuberance and exposure that goes a bit beyond the norm. Well, the vision was announced. There were two phases to it. There was an announcement and then the achievement to bring the announcement to reality. The announcement was in the last couple of days of September. There were three or four days there where there was a series of speeches by the president, Secretary of State, the National Security Advisor, the ambassador to the UN, all of which presented the Clinton vision of foreign policy. And then in the following months, particularly in November, came the realization of a vision, both foreign and domestic, first with the passage of what is misleadingly called the North American Free Trade Agreement. It's not totally misleading. It does have to do with North America. So that version of NAFTA was the major achievement. That was followed immediately by an anti-crime bill and by the triumph at the Asian Pacific Summit out in Seattle.